Suppression of Scalar Power on Large Scales and Associated Bispectra, by H. V. Raghavendra et al. Abridged. A sharp cutoff in the primordial scalar power spectrum on large scales has been known to improve the fit to the cosmic microwave background, CMB, data when compared to the more standard, nearly scale invariant power spectrum that arises in slow roll inflation. In an earlier work, we had numerically investigated the characteristics of the scalar bispectrum generated in models with kinetically dominated initial conditions. In this work, we compare the scenario with two other competing scenarios, viz. Punctuated inflation and a model due to Starobinsky, which also suppress the scalar power in a roughly similar fashion on large scales. We further consider two other scenarios involving inflation of a finite duration, one wherein the scalar field begins on the inflationary attractor and another wherein the field starts with a smaller velocity and evolves towards the attractor. These scenarios too exhibit a sharp drop in power on large scales if the initial conditions on the perturbations for a range of modes are imposed on super-Hubble scales as in the kinetically dominated model. We compare the performance of all the models against the Planck CMB data at the level of power spectra. We also compare the amplitudes and shapes of the scalar non-Gaussianity parameter FNL in all these cases which lead to scalar power spectra of similar form. Interestingly, we find that, in the models wherein the initial conditions on the perturbations are imposed on super-Hubble scales, the consistency relation governing the scalar bispectrum is violated for the large-scale modes, whereas the relation is satisfied for all the modes in the other scenarios. These differences in the behavior of the scalar bispectra can conceivably help us observationally discriminate between the various models which lead to scalar power spectra of roughly similar shape. This was Suppression of Scalar Power on Large Scales and Associated Bispectra, by H. V. Raghavendra et al.